Tesh Shabbat, Thursday the 29th of January, Rabbi Menachem Lieberman. Have 2 weeks holiday, can I go away in the summer and work on Chol HaMoed?
Firstly, it's not a Shia on Hilchas Chol HaMoed. This nafkamina, we'll work through it in the Inyan. If a man is mechuyev before the Zman Mitzvah to worry about a mitzvah which will be coming up. And that's one of the nafkaminas about if it works out, if you take your holiday, it works out, you'd have to work on Chol HaMoed. The second introduction is, I'd like to say, I'm not passing the halacha lemaisa, we're just speaking through the inyonim and explaining the shittas. Start like this. The Sefer Chaya Odom in Klal Samaches Ois Gimel in Nishmas Odom, that's the Pirish, underneath the Chaya Odom, he says, somebody lives in a small village where there's no luluf or shofar. He's not mechuyev to move out of this village over Yom Tov to make sure to be mekayim the mitzvah shofar of Deraisa. What's his right? He says, I've got a right from a Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, that Lama Dalad on the base, it's a Mishnah. Gemara, it's a Mishnah. You've got two cities. One, they blow in shofar, and one, they're saying Shmoin Esra. And you've got the choice of going to either the city which you will hear shofar, or you go to the city which you can be Yetzi Shmoin Esra. Which one do you go to? You go to the place where they blow shofar. And even though you won't be Yotze Shmoin Esra, those days they used to be Yotze Shmoin Esra with a Shliach Tzivu, because the Deraisa, shofar is Deraisa, and the Shmoin Esra, Malchus, the Chonzi Shofar, is only Midrabonon. And even a Sophic Deraisa comes before a Vadai Drabonon. So asks the Chaya Odom, he says, how can it be a case that there's two cities? There's one city where they blow shofar, and there's one city where there are davening Shmoin Esra. The whole city which don't have a shofar should be moving over to the other city where there is a shofar to make sure that there can be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of shofar. So he says, I have a proof from this Gemara that you don't have to move. If you live in a place where there is no shofar or no luluf, I don't have to move out of to a city to make sure I hear the shofar. I can stay where I am. Why is it? And he goes on to explain the reason like this. He says, before Yom Tov, the mitzvah is not chala yet on you. When is the mitzvah come? When the mitzvah comes, Rosh Hashanah. Comes Rosh Hashanah, I'm an oilus. There's an issa, tchumim applies on Yom Tov as well. So I can't go outside the tchum on Yom Tov. So I'm oilus, I'm Sam Potter. And the chi mitzvah is only chal, only when the Yom Tov comes, not beforehand. Even though he points out there's a din we find 30 days Lamed Yoyim before a Yom Tov, one is mechuyev to worry about bedikas chometz and sholim v'doshim Lamed Yoyim before the Yom Tov. So he says that's only by something which you can do beforehand. The chiv of bedika is biyodei to do 30 days beforehand, whereas shofar luluf, I can't do the mitzvah before, I can't do anything. All I can do is try to run after, try to get hold, to put myself in the Echatimtza mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to do that, even midrabonon. As we state in the Chaya Odom. Minchas Chenech also, in mitzvah Shin Pei, quotes a Rashi in Psochim Samach Tes Amad Aleph, which says that an Orel who doesn't do Bris Mila is Chayv Koros, and the Loshen Rashi is like this. Bishvil shohoyeroy lesake mishay shoy solamalo. Erev Pesach, after Chatzois, the Huzman shchitas Pesach, he should have done Bris Mila. Over beforehand, Mekami Hochi finishes up Rashi, Loi Ramye Chayuve Alayu. If he could have done Bris Mila earlier on in the morning, even Erev Pesach in the morning, and he didn't, he's not Chayv Koros. When is he Chayv Koros? Only in the Zman of Shchitas HaPesach, after Chatzos, he didn't do Bris Mila then. So again, you see from there that in fact that he's that at the time when it would come Erev Pesach, he'll be an Oral, he won't be able to become the Mitzvah of Pesach. He's not mechuyev kor, not mechuyev midaraisa, not mechuyev midaraisa to put yourself in the hechatimtza of to be able to do bris milah, to be able to remember the mitzvah. So we see from here, this is the shita of the chayr. It seems that the chay adam in this minchas chana is also taking on that when did the Torah put the mitzvah on the person at the time of the mitzvah? Beforehand, that is not the Torah. Didn't put it on the person to see that you can be mekayim the mitzvah. And the Sefer Moedim Bezmanim on Rosh Hashanah Siman Gimel, he says, how can that? He asks in the Chai Adam, how can that be? He says, if so, we can pattern ourselves for all the mitzvahs in the Torah. You want to go out of town? Go in the night. Don't take tefillin with you. You come to the next morning. Oh, there's no tefillin to put on. I'm oinus. Or go to a place for sukkahs where there's no lulav there. And comes the next morning, you say, I'm an oinus, it's a tchumim, I can't go. So he says, it can't be like that. It must be the same Har Sinai, the Torah, which tells you to do a mitzvah at its right time. The same Torah tells you beforehand, you're mechuyev to put yourself in a situation to be mekayim the mitzvah. So the chiyuv of the person to do the mitzvah is not only when the mitzvah comes to do the mitzvah. You're already mechuyev beforehand min ha-Torah to see that when the mitzvah comes, to worry that you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. He says, I will see by Korban Pesach derech rechoyko that, and we've said the Rashi that you're not mechuyev by derech rechoyko to put yourself in a matzav that you should be near to be able to be mekayim the Korban Pesach. So he says, derech rechoyko is different. Derech Rechoika is not an oinus. Derech Rechoika is a mefurish p'tur in the Torah. The Torah says, if you're a certain distance away from Yerushalayim, you're potter from Korban Pesach. So he says, if the Torah gave a p'tur, so then I don't have to draw myself near. But when it comes to an oinus, all these things, I've got no tefillin, or I've got no sukkah, I've got no lulav, it's not a p'tur, it's an oinus. So it's Zok the Moedim Ismanim, Min HaTorah, Yom Bechuyiv, to see that you should not be an oinus. The truth is, so that's we see the first Machlikas the first time. You all probably know the famous Gemara in Pesachim Gimel Amud Beis, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra came with this goy, came to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, and he said, you know that your Torah says that no Ben Nechar is allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. I'm a goy, and I managed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra tricked him in and said, did they ever give you to eat from the alia, from the tail? Which is a trick, because that part is part of which the emor, which goes in the mesbech. So he said, no. He says, they never gave you from the best part. So he said, okay, I'll cheat the Eden. So the next year he went and asked for the alia. So they said, well, what's going on here? Who are you? So then they found him out and they killed him. So Tosfos asks, what about Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra? What's he doing in Netzivim? Why was he not oile l'regel? As we break Tosfos. So Tosfos says he didn't have karka, or he was an old man. Chutz Loretz, three terutzim. So says the Tzlach, Tosfos doesn't mean somebody who hasn't got karka is potter from Pesach. And he says Tosfos never asked why he didn't do Korban Pesach, because derech rechoyka is potter. So again, we're going out back to derech rechoyka. Says we don't find somebody's mechuyev to put himself into the position to be to do a Korban Pesach. When it comes Yudalad after Chatzos, you're potter. Tosfos only asked why it wasn't Oile L'Regel. Oile L'Regel is one thing which you're mechuyev to go out with your feet. You're definitely mechuyev to be there. That's what Tosfos asked. If you're mechuyev to go Oile L'Regel, so then you should have been there. Then automatically you would have made a Korban Pesach. Now comes along here the Menchas Chinuch and says, and he says that Tzlach is Dvorim Eino Mechuyev Klau. And the Menchas Chinuch adds, even by Derech Rechoyko, a man is mechuyev to do like any other assay, to go from one end of the world to the other end to make sure that you do this mitzvah assay. He says, oh, well, otherwise, somebody who lives, according to one of them, 15 minutes from Yerushalayim, is potter to do a Pesach. He says, avada yom mechuyev to do it. Otherwise, lulav, shofar, I won't buy a lulav, and it comes yontif. Sure, I'm potter, I don't have one. Yeah, and he finishes off. Otel lula for shefer leyim mechuyev liknos kedem achag v'achag eina benitzer atma. I wonder how can it be like that. So again, we see the similar machlokes. We start off machlokes chaya adam at Moedim Bezmanim by all mitzvahs are mechuyev. Here we see a similar machlokes even regarding Korban Pesach as well. that the tzlach adds, tzlach is only talking about, tzlach says, at least, okay, by derech rechoika you're not mechoika, on Pesach you're not. And the Minchas Chinuch argues on him and says, even by derech rechoika, so this is the chiddush we're adding, the Minchas Chinuch says, not like the other Minchas Chinuch he said before, by Mile, he says, that's here, perhaps it's only a Peturin chorus here, the Minchas Chinuch says, chorus are not mechoika before the time. But here the Minchas Chinuch adds, all mitzvahs, including Pesach, derech rechoika, you're mechoika to put yourself in a situation that you should be able to be mekayev the mitzvah. So we have a machlokes. Chai Adam says you don't have to, and the Minchas Chinuch here says you do have to put yourself into all even before mitzvahs you mechayev to put yourself in the situation that you'll be mekayev the mitzvah min haTorah, and including Korban Pesach even if you are derech rechoika.
If derech rechoika is just oidness, then I don't need the special pasuk for it. Why is the Torah have to tell me
there? Because Nafka Minna, if you're on Pesach Sheni, all Mishnah is there. If you didn't bring the Pesach Sheni, then even if you're amazing, you're better, because you were an oinus on that. So Mishnah is there in the ninth parak in Pesachim. So it's a Nafka Minna. So the MS is that I saw in a sefer called Uyrach Yisrael from a big time with Chochamei Leikud. And he brings a Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos in the first parak of Yud Tes like this. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to go into a ship within 3 days before Shabbos. Bamed vorim ledvarashus. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can go into a cruise, even if it would involve going on Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you shouldn't go into a ship if it's going to continue on Shabbos. That's only ledvarashus. Bar mitzvah, you're allowed to go even Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Now, there's three, many shittas are showing him what's the pshat in the what's the reason why you can't go in the ship 3 days before Shabbos. Some say because of it's a tchumim, and it's talking about a very low river, less than 10 tvachim, and therefore it's a problem of going out of the tchum on Shabbos. Another shitta, the Ram shitta, is because 3 days, a man will be unsettled and he won't be able to enjoy the Shabbos food. 3 days, a man is seasick, won't be able to enjoy the Shabbos food. And therefore, the first 3 days, he'll settle, and then he's allowed to, then it won't disturb his Onik Shabbos. But here, we want to point out here the shit of the Balamoy. The Balamoy says, when you're going onto a ship, the likelihood of Chilas Shabbos, that you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos, is very strong. It's a strong likelihood that they'll come to something on the boat that you have to be Machal Shabbos. And therefore, he says, 3 days before Shabbos, you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation that you will come to Chil Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're not Mechoyev to already. And explains the Rivosh. Because we know in the Gemara says in Gittin, what's called belonging to the last week, last Shabbos, and what's called belonging to the coming Shabbos. So the Gemara in Gittin says, if somebody makes a Tanai, I'll give a guess. If I won't come to you after Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is still called after Shabbos. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is called belonging to the next week. Yeah, that's what Havdalah. You can also make Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You didn't make Havdalah to Shabbos, because that still belongs to the last week. Says the Rivosh, that's the Pshat in the Baal HaMoed. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is already called Shabbos. You're mechuyev to see, not to put yourself in a situation that you shouldn't come to Chil Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's not the Zman of Shabbos. So you're allowed to put yourself in the situation, even though you know that there's a strong likelihood that you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. Now, Halacha Lamaisa, the Mishibura says, of course, the Machaba and Shulchanoch, and we pass, brings the Shitta of the Baal HaMoed, the Machaba and the Ramor. Both bring the Shitta that 3 days beforehand, before Shabbos, you're not allowed to, unless it's a Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah, you can even go Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And the beginning of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to go even a Dvar Rishus.
Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you're not Mechal Shabbos, they are.
No. We're talking about you. The travellers will have to be Mechal Shabbos. So yeah, that's the Ramban Shabbos. The Balamoy Shut is talking about even the travellers will have to be Mechal Shabbos. Somehow, there's a likelihood, perhaps, that there'll become in the cabin, there'll be a hole, you'll have to do something. It's for the travellers themselves, the Cheshas, they'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. So, there's a long Bi'alocha says, Tanan says, the Bi'alocha says, Halacha Lamaisa, If you know Vadai to be Mechal Shabbos, how can you do? How can you put yourself in a situation that you have to be Vadai Mechal Shabbos? But nevertheless, so that's, you see from this Shitta, that before Zman Mitzvah comes, I'm not really Mechuyev to worry about the Mitzvah. They said even Shabbos not. So we don't pass like Chila Shabbos be a dime, that you can't go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But otherwise, the same is so it is that Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, I'm already Mechuyev to see. Exactly, I should be able to keep Shabbos properly. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm not mechuyev to do that. So you see, Be'etzem, this yesoid, that the Zman Mitzvah of Shabbos, really, so the Zman Mitzvah only comes when the Zman comes. Beforehand, I'm not mechuyev really to worry about the Mitzvah. Okay, so we don't allow the Radvaz and don't hold that Vadeh will come to Vadeh Shabbos, that you can't. Or, but generally, the yesoid, that three days before Shabbos, you're not mechuyev, it seems that the Machab and the Ramah, we do Paskin like it. So, and if the Gab Shabbos, if you don't have to worry about Shabbos at the beginning of the week, L'chol, you shouldn't have to worry about other mitzvahs as well. So now there's another point. The point is that the Gemara, there's a famous Gemara in Menachos, that the Gemara in Menachos says that one Amora saw another Amora who had a beged of two corners. And he said, Why are you going to get punished? You're going to get an oynish. Why do you not put yourself wearing a beged of four corners? Be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzit. And the lashon of the Gemara is tetzkei lemifte nafshech mitzitzis. Are you looking for excuses to party yourself on the mitzvah of tzitzis? Which means that there is a chiyuv, like a chiyuv, not mamish a mitzvah rabbanan, to put yourself in a situation that you should be able to be mekayim a mitzvah. So let's explain ourselves. So even though mitzvah midaraisa, the mitzvah, the zman mitzvah only comes in its right time. But nevertheless, there's not mitzvah deraisa, and it's not even a mitzvah rabbanan, but there's a type of a chiyuv, inyan, like ktsas chiyuv, to put yourself in a situation that you should be able to be mekayim a mitzvah. That's why do we all wear four tzitzis the whole time, every minute, the whole day. Midaraisa, when they have a beggar of four corners, put on tzitzis. No beggar of four corners, don't put tzitzis. But that's what the Gemara says, and the Idin Rischa, when there's a time of chaos in the world, you get punished for not putting yourself into an echetitza of being a kind of mitzvah. So it comes out, even though midaraisa, there's mitzvah, is only, according to the Chaldim, is only when the mitzvah comes, but there is an inyan, and like a chiv, on a person to put yourself in a chetimtza that you should be able to be mekayim a mitzvah. So asks the Tzemach Tzedek on the Balamo and the Rivosh, on the Mechaba who allow you to put yourself into a oynis first 3 days before Shabbos, fine, midaraisa, I'm allowed to. But isn't that called, including that klal, tetzkedi lemifta nafshach mitzitzis? You're putting yourself in a way that you won't be able to be mekayim Shabbos properly. So how can you go into a boat in a ship 3 days before Shabbos? So he answers that by a ship, I have to go. I have to go in a ship. Whereas by tzitzis, why don't you put on a beged of four corners? Whereas by ship, you've got an important reason to go. L'chor, that needs a little bit more explaining, because the first 3 days, we're talking about going even for a, not for a mitzvah, not for panosa, even for stam, for a cruise, tiul, also mutter. What's Pshati holds that you have to go? L'chor, I think what he means like this is, that this taina in the Gemara, which the Gemara says in Menachos, that a man gets punished for not putting himself into a hechatitza, into the of doing a mitzvah of tzitzis, that's only when you have no reason why you're not doing it. Why not? Anybody can afford a pair of balakamfas comforts and put tzitzis on it, and you'll be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. So that a man should do it, should put yourself in echatim tzvim mekayim mitzvah, and if you don't do it, you get punished be'idin rischa. Whereas when this man wants to go on a cruise, you've got a reason why you're going. You're not deliberately going against the mitzvah, so you've got a reason why you're going, whatever the reason is. So that's not called looking for excuses to be over the mitzvah. So it comes out, so let's be mistaken what we have. According to these Rishonim and the Mechaber, who passed us out the Baal HaMoed, before the mitzvah, the mitzvah only starts when the time comes, not beforehand. But there is an inyan to put yourself into a hechatitza of a mitzvah. Like we say by tzitzis. So now let's go back to the Milchus Chinuch's question. The Milchus Chinuch asks, are you not mechuyev to buy a lulav and a shofar before Sukkot? And when it comes Sukkot, I would have one and I'll be potter. The answer is like this. Midaraisa, I'm not mechuyev to buy a lulav beforehand. But this inyan of the Gemara in Menachos, that you mechuyev to put yourself in a chetitza, to be the kind of mitzvah, avada you will be mechuyev to. So that what we have to buy a lulav and the mitzvah shofar before Sukkot is the pshat is, that midaraisa takanot mechuyev, but you still, because you mustn't look for excuses to get out of a mitzvah, so you have to put yourself positively in the situation you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. And so let's go back to another example which he said. Traveling to a place, I go in the morning when there's no tefillin, and in the morning, I'm oinus, I haven't got tefillin. That could be even worse. Not only the pshat is that you mustn't put that, you have to see, put yourself in an obligation that you should be mekayim a mitzvah. Here, it could be your mavatl, the mitzvah, your dayim. You're going without tefillin. Who asked you to go without tefillin? You have your tefillin. You could take them with you, and you're going without tefillin. So here, it could be even midaraisa that you are being mavatl a mitzvah, be a dayim. So let's just sum up the three things which we've said. We've said one thing is the shayla, is the mitzvah of the Torah, or you mechuyev before the zman, and we brought from the Chai Adam that you're not mechuyev, and we brought from the Gemara of the mafligim misfina, you're not mechuyev. But now we've said another thing, to be mevatel be a dayim, you shouldn't. And there's another Indian that even sometimes you're mechuyev to put yourself into mitrabonon, that you should put yourself in a situation that you should be able to mekayim in the mitzvah. So let's talk about now another example. Going on holiday to a place, well, there'll be no minyan. I'll go to the holiday. I want to go to Bournemouth. Bournemouth is there's minyanim. That's the wrong example. So I'll go to a place where there's no minyan. I need to go on a holiday. Go there. There's no minyan. I'm a oinus. According to the Chai Adam, you're not mechuyev to see, worry now that I should have a minyan to daven. And when I'll be there, I'll be an oinus. I'll potter. Again, I'll pass an alach alamaisa. But that's how it should come out according to the Chai Adam. And it's not called Mavatl Mitzvah B'Yadayim, because I'm not going there especially without a minyan. I'm going for a reason. I need a holiday. When I'm there, there's no minyan. So according to that, we don't have, the mitzvah is not there. I'm not Mavatl B'Yadayim. And the third point about the Gemara in Menachos, to put yourself in a Hechatimsa to be Mekayim the mitzvah, L'chaira, I'm not doing it just would be mavatl myself without no reason at all. You're doing it because you need a holiday. So it's just like tzitzis. It's easy to do. Why not do it? And but if there's no if, without a reason, you shouldn't be doing it. But here there's a positive reason why you're doing it. So another example somebody mentioned to me. What about going on Chol HaMoed outings and sukkahs? I go for an outing, and then in the middle of I'll need to eat my sandwiches, which will be a sudas keva, and then I'll be potter. I'm a oinus. So can we say that that you devala go on an outing, and when I have what I want to eat, I'm a oinus. I've got no sukkah. Here it's worse. Here it's like the 3 days before Shabbos. 3 days before Shabbos, you mustn't put yourself in a chetitza, because it's already the zman of Shabbos. On Sukkot, it's already the time of Yom Tov. Here you're already mechuyev to see, not to put yourself in a situation that you should come to an oinus. Now come to Chol HaMoed, which was the title. The Sofik, somebody has got somebody who's employed, he's got the choice. Either 2 weeks a year, when should he choose for his holiday? Should he say, well, I'll take my holiday Chol HaMoed, in order that I shouldn't have to do my locham these days? Or is he allowed to take his holiday in the summer? I'll have to work Chol HaMoed, okay, but then I'm oinus. So let's go to the cheshbonis which we've made till now. So let's talk about 30 days before Yom Tov. Let's talk about the summer holidays, which is 30 days before Chol HaMoed. L'chaira, according to this cheshbon of the Chai Adam, you should be able to choose, I'm taking now my holiday now, and you can go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos, before in the first 3 days of the week, so I can take my holiday now as well, and automatically, it will come out, I'll have to work then on Chol HaMoed. And L'chaira, it could even be that the reason why you're going on holidays is because that's the most suitable time. It's the good weather, help you to go on holiday in that time, l'chayra could be that's a positive reason why you're doing it. So it's not, I'm not just being mavatl, looking for excuses to be mavatl in mitzvah. So let's l'chayra say you're not the mitzvah beforehand. You're not mavatl it be a dime. It's definitely not be a dime. It's only groma. And I'm not looking for excuses to be mavatl the mitzvah. But here chalamoy, there's another problem. There's a issa to be machaven melachtoy b'moyed. Example, let's say a man can sometimes think, you know, Chalamoy, I've got spare time. I'll leave a few jobs. I'll sort them out on Chalamoy. There's other that I've got. It's time when I don't have to do other things. So that's, I'll leave certain things, and then it will be, then I'll have to do it. It says, you're not allowed to leave things which, be'etzem, now when they'll be, it will be a hefzer. You have to do it Chalamoy if you could have done beforehand. Because, and you're just leaving it because there's So l'chore, the question is this situation called machavn malachtoi b'moyed? Because he's not specially leaving it to do, leaving his holiday for then, because he's got more time. He's doing it because his holiday is more convenient for him in the summer. And the whole issa machavn malachtoi b'moyed is because there you've got more time, so you're leaving your holiday for then, you're machavn to do it. But here you're not purposely leaving the holiday for them. So there's a machlikas achronim here. Rav Moshe Feinstein and both Rav Scheinberg as well say that's mutter. You're allowed to take your holiday in the summer. It's like the first 3 days you're allowed to go into a ship, and I don't have to worry what will be chalamoy. Then I'll be a oynus. We'll be dova ovot, and it's not called machavim belachta b'moyed because I'm not leaving it because it's more convenient. Then I'm doing it because that is the most suitable time for holiday. But the Chazanish, the other Choynim, are more machmi, and they say it still goes into the category of Mechavan Malachta B'moyed. Even though his intention is not because there's more time, spare time, but the holiday is better, but because you're planning like that, that also goes into the clan of Mechavan Malachta B'moyed. So the emphasis seems to be a machlekes, but even those who are matirim also say it's Roy Lahachmi, because Chalamoyed is time is days when it's needs chizuk, the people are mazalzal in chalamoy, the achrayim right already, so chalamoy is to be in a chizuk, but mele it's roi lahachmi, that's roi lahachmi, l'choyre, so even if it comes out me'ikar adin, could be that it's okay to choose the 2 weeks, and automatically he'll have to work on chalamoy, but it seems to me because of kedushas chalamoy, it's an inu to be machmi, and taka not to take the holiday only on chalamoy, and not earlier on.
Very good. Thanks.